USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wall Street soaring largely on news that China wants trade talks with the U.S. to resume within the next few weeks, and the Trump administration has answered its call by putting off some tariffs it was going to impose on Chinese goods from September till at least December. The Dow Jones average up over 500 points at times. CNBC's Dominic Cho says a couple of areas are leading the way today.
Apple shares, because one of the delayed tariffs is on smartphones and laptops. Toy makers like Mattel and Hasbro, because some toys will be exempted from those tariffs.
Another member of the National Rifle Association's board of directors is stepping down. It's the fourth resignation in the past 2 weeks. This time, professional sport shooter Julie Golub has announced she's stepping down from the board. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
A California Highway Patrol officer dead, two others injured after a highway gunfight erupts in Riverside yesterday evening. The now fallen officer pulling over a pickup truck that was tagged for impounding. That's when the man got out and started shooting, killing the cop, identified here by a Riverside police spokeswoman.
Andre Moye, he was the one gunned down in this horrific gun battle. He went by the nickname Junior. He was 33 or 34 years old. He had a wife, no kids, but he had been part of CHP for about 4 years.
One of the other two injured officers said to be in critical condition. The suspect was killed in the gunfight. At least one person's dead in Australia after an apparent random stabbing attack along a street in Sydney's central business district. Witnesses say the suspect shouted "God is great" in Arabic before he stabbed two women with a butcher's knife. One of them died. That suspect's now in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The NYPD hate crimes unit's now investigating after a series of attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Cops say three teenage boys allegedly jumped and beat the three Hasidic Jewish men within 40 minutes on Sunday morning in Williamsburg, and authorities say the victims were between the ages of 56 and 71. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio condemning the attacks, adding the city will be stepping up police patrols in that part of Brooklyn. They managed to avoid a tragedy in Chicago yesterday when a man opened fire at a veterans hospital. The FBI says the man was armed with an assault rifle, and he fired both outside and inside the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, but police responded within 30 seconds and were able to take the man down and into custody, nobody wounded or killed. And Ford Motor Company is being sued by six Washington State troopers who say they've been getting sick from carbon monoxide poisoning in their 2014 to 2017 Ford Explorer SUVs. They say they've experienced headaches, dizziness, nausea, and potentially life-threatening situations. A statement from Ford says carbon monoxide concerns in police interceptor utilities are related to unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment by third parties after the vehicle was purchased. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.